good day. Welcome to the Guardians of the Holy Grail with Mark Amaru Pinkham. This program will explore the secrets behind the Knights Templar and other secret mysteries of the world today. Now here's your host, Mark Amaru Pinkham.
Guardians of the Holy Grail, the program dedicated to diving deep to uncover and expose the truth behind the Knights Templar, secret societies, and the ancient Holy Grail mysteries. This show, The Guardians of the Holy Grail, was created by me to clear up many of the popular misconceptions that have been perpetrated in the mainstream media regarding the secret societies and Holy Grail mysteries and the bloodline from Jesus and Mary Magdalene. I'm hoping that through this show, I can set the record straight with some hard facts, some authors and researchers, as well as with testimonials from current and past members of the Initiatic Societies. I myself am a Knight Templar of the International Order of Gnostic Templars, which was founded to revive the mystical rites and wisdom of the original Knights Templar, which over the centuries has either been lost or ignored. Now, you can learn about our Gnostic Templar organization, and you can sign our mailing list and receive our monthly e-news by visiting www.gnostictemplars.org. While you're there, you can sign up for our 18 lesson Gnostic Templar e-course. You can become an associate member. You can watch the videos there, and there's books to buy. One of the new books featured on our website is World Gnosis, The Coming Gnostic Civilization, which I have recently got published. This book chronologues the movement that was passed down through the Knights Templar and the secret societies to found a one-world civilization based on Gnostic spirituality. Now, this movement for a one-world civilization actually begins many thousands of years ago, back on the legendary motherlands of Atlantis and Lemuria, and that is exactly where the book begins. The book ends actually with the description of this new Gnostic civilization, what it will look like, and what's the new spirituality, what's the new political systems that will be part of it. You can purchase a copy of the book on the website by visiting our web store at www.gnostictemplars.org. Now, during today's interview, if you have any questions for our guest, feel free to call in on our toll-free number, which is 866-472-5795. As many as you know, many of you know, today's going to be a continuation of last week's interview with one of the Grand Masters of the Illuminati Order. But before we get to that, I wanted to mention the pilgrimage that I'll be offering with a friend of mine, Nancy Safford, who's a high priestess of the Magdalene Mystery. She's also a Knight Templar. She and I are going to be co-leading a pilgrimage to southern France and also to northern Spain. Both of these places are steeped with mysteries, especially goddess mysteries, Knight Templar mysteries, Cathar mysteries, and of course the mysteries of the ancient bloodline, Mary Magdalene and Jesus. A lot of discoveries are getting made, especially in the Languedoc region of southern France, where the Cathars were, where there's a chapel in a place called Rennes-le-Château, where a priest called Béranger Saunier discovered a lot of very secretive manuscripts, and one of them is believed to document the bloodline between Jesus and Mary, and there's all kinds of things there. Recently, Ben Hammett known as the Two-Man, he was led by clues left behind by Saunier to a cave, and within that cave, he's found a mummy that was draped over with a shroud that had a big Templar cross on it. Now, he hasn't been able to get totally into that cave, but he believes that it might be the mummy of Mary Magdalene. And so, actually, during our pilgrimage, Ben Hammett has agreed to talk to our group, as has Henry Lincoln. Some of you might know he's one of the co-writers of Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and he lives in the area of Rennes-le-Château. Now, we've chosen the dates September 20th through the 30th for this pilgrimage because that coincides with the equinox and also with full moon. And so there's going to be a lot of energy there. We're going to do a lot of rituals and really try to tap in to the mysteries that are down there. So we have a few places left, not too many on this tour, where we have a small group. If you're interested in joining us, you might not want to wait very long. But if you are interested, please visit this website. It's sacredsitesjourneys.com, and you can see the whole entire itinerary on that website and also register for the pilgrimage. Okay, so as I mentioned, today is the continuation or part two of an interview that I conducted with Frater Corvus last Thursday. And as I mentioned, he's one of the Grand Masters of the Illuminati organization. He also has many other titles. He's also known as the Sovereign and Holy Imperator of the Societas Ordo Templi Orientis. He's also the Sovereign Grand Prior of the Order of the Knight of the Templar Knights for Mexico and Latin America. He's the Sovereign Great Commander of the Supreme Council of Egyptian Masonry of the Rites of Memphis and Mizraim for the Mexican United States. He's also the Great Master of the Order of the Teutonic Knights for Mexico, the Holy Master of the Great Lodge of the Black Sun, and Grand Hierophant of the Order of the Black Serpent. And that doesn't even include all his titles. So he's very much connected to many, many of the initiatic societies and organizations on the planet. And you can learn more about him and his titles and the Illuminati Order by going to this website, which is www.ordeniluminati.net. Now, last week we learned from Frater Corvus that there's actually basically two Illuminatis. There's one that we're most familiar with, the one that supposedly has this agenda to take over the world and rule it as some kind of a dictatorship. Well, there's another lesser-known Illuminati, which is the one that Frater Corvus is a Grand Master of. Now, this other Illuminati is directly descended from the original Knights Templar, and it's a mystery tradition of 18 degrees that was founded by Adam Weishaupt in the 18th century. Now, since that time, this other Illuminati has been working to create a world where humanity can experience complete religious and material freedom. This Illuminati has supported various revolutions, such as the French and American revolutions, that were designed to throw off the yoke of oppressive monarchies and oppressive governments and put the power and freedom into the hands of the people. This Illuminati, which according to Frater Corvus currently has 13 Grand Masters and over 100,000 members, continues to work for world peace and freedom for all humanity. This Illuminati is making its existence known now so it can assist the movement that is dedicated to creating a new civilization on our planet that is based upon complete freedom and peace. This new civilization is the New World Order of the Illuminati, and it's the Gnostic civilization I write about in the book World Gnosis. Now, today we're going to be talking to Frater Corvus specifically about what plans the Illuminati has for the coming civilization and how persons like you and I can get involved in the work and perhaps how we can attain initiation into the Illuminati order. So greetings, Freda Corvus, and welcome back to the Guardians of the Holy Grail.
Thank you very much, dear Mark, and thank you for your office. In the last interview, we talked about the Illuminati Order administration, and we talked about the people inside into these orders. But the real thing in the Illuminati Order, all the people have the real opportunity to make to do something in the society and in the countries, in their countries or their counties and their homes. The Illuminati Order have a great idea, and this idea is like you don't need an initiatic person or need a member to this kind of orders to make something in the world. The most important fact into the Illuminati Order is to invite the people, all the people, to make and to do something about their spirituality and their a real work in the people in the first one, and then in their families, their counties, and with these ideas about the new world order, ideas like a more social equality and more education and economical and jobs equality, and these ideas for a great humanity united by one great idea for God, for the real facts, for all humanity, without religions, without philosophies, without a political systems. All the people make the real opportunity to make something. If you want make something about the esoteric or the traditionality way, well, the Illuminati Order, it's a excellent initiatical school to start these lines to study. The Illuminati Order in the basic degrees has in the original line, like our original line by Adam Weishaupt, we have the basic studies like Hermetism, Celtic studies like runes or magic traditional about the Celtics, the Celtic ancient culture. We have the real study about the yoga, mantra, and another ancient schools. These ancient schools prepare to the person in the first place himself recognized like a member of the nature. We need find the real way about ourselves in this self-recognition like a human being. And then you can go to the next step. The next step in the mysteries into the Illuminati order, another initiatical school, say to the adeptus or initiati people, to work with a real harmony or real balance into the nature and into this harmonic system around us. The great step and the three step in this initiatical system into the Illuminati order, it's a real job into the human being in his interior and her conscience and her spirituality, a real work into the nature around us too, and with a real job with this energy and this cosmic and universal balance between all human beings. Then you can think about the philosophy, about God, about the universe, the great balance. But in the first place, the human being needs a real work in this recognition about himself. The Illuminati order makes possible that, because our system, the original system about the line in the mysteries to Adam Weishaupt, we can find these minor mysteries with a specific recognition about the human being and her capacities and the real intellectual, emotional, spirituality capacities about each one to the human beings. The other orders into the Illuminati order, like a Black Serpent order, a Black Sun order, a Skull and Bones, or Lucifer, Court of Lucifer. These orders makes the real job into the public spaces, levels like political, educational, and these orders makes a work like Alexandria Library, and makes a work with all initiatical and symbolic knowledge in all the world, and we plan or we have the intention to learn to reeducate all the humanity, all humanity, for a new new vision into the spirituality things and into the emotional things. And the last interview I was talk about the line, the initiatical line between the Templar Knights and the Illuminati order, and all orders like say Black Serpent or Skull and Bones. Well, the most important thing or facts into these initiatical orders is not for me, it's a personal appreciation. It's not a real mysteries or secrets inside these orders. The real and the most matter in these orders is the real job like a human. With this human sense, with these human things, with this human different means about the life, about the universe, about the religions, about God, we need to work like a human, not like a machine, not like someone else into the society without name or without a personal philosophy. I said we can find so much forms or kinds to see God, but the real way to make a person close with God is the own way by ourselves. We can't still awaiting a high priest or a religious or political systems to their people say to us how need to create these symbols or figures or philosophies about God, about the life. The human being have the right, the natural right, to think, to philosophy, and have this harmony with the people and nature and society around us.
Freda Corvus?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. So I have a couple questions for you. I actually probably have more than a couple, but so let's say that there are people out there in the world that would like to get involved with what the Illuminati is doing now to help bring in the new civilization. How can they go about that? Do you have centers where they can go and they can participate, or centers where they can go and get initiation into the Illuminati mystery tradition? How can they go about this?
Okay. Well, the Illuminati Order have three ways to involve all people. In a first place, the Illuminati Order had a social work across society associations. But these associations and these members with this social work in great of facts for this work isn't an initiatical work. And in answer to for your question, the most important fact for all people, must be the individual job. But the Illuminati Order, like another initiatical associations, had this similar structure, like a Freemasonry, about lodges or about chapters in all the world. For example, into the United States or Mexico, for say something, we have a great priory. This great priory have minor or provincial or counties priories, and we sustain the ancient knowledge about the you need two great masters makes a work with initiatical work in any place into the world, and we can find this lodge illuminist lodge or philosophy into the United States. This great priory, it's under the conduction with two fraters, Prater Shamel in the east coast, and Prater Neshamah into the west coast. But these fraters only have a great administration job. The real job it's under a conduction about the lodges and the most advanced degrees. For example, into the United States we have variously freighters in all country, and if you have if you live in, for example, South Carolina, it only you can send an email for to our website, and we or the prior in the country resend or forward your message to the provincial priory when the priory most near about your place. In this way, if you live in South Carolina, I can forward your message to our frater in North Carolina or in South Carolina with the chapter of lodge in this place. And we can find two ways to initiate this work into the Illuminati order. The first degree have a name to novicet or the first degree. This degree needs some study in your home, or learnings are an exercise in your home. It's a degree for preparation for the most degrees in the next steps. Well, if you need or want make a initiation ceremony, once a time when you have a contact with your provincial priory, you can go to the chapter, and in the chapter you let it go to this process to initiation under conduction by a most advanced degree. In the other way, if you doesn't have time or your activities, social and laboral activities, doesn't permit to go physical to these lodges, we have another systems by assistation with these priories and the most high degrees, the great priors in all the world. And this system is by email, by digital documents and text, and with a real advance into these mysteries. We like a order, I mean, a sectal order. We are sure that the new technologies send attack the real essence into the all ancient knowledge to the initiatical orders. I mean this because some kind another orders like a Freemasonry doesn't have this this ways to learn or to teach some other people. I say personally these orders are very wrong, because we need to make something with this new technology. In this way, some kind of people tell me if the person if you send the material, the manuals or documents by email, exists a possibility that people doesn't work from a real initiatical work. But personally, I say, well, the people needs this opportunity in the first way, and the second way, I don't have cheat. The people is like in this advance, cheat ourselves. The people be honest with their advance and their real knowledge, because the people needs always with base or all self conscience. We don't make more like an initiatical order. We don't make more about the conscience for anyone if these people doesn't want. I say these people need, all the people in the world needs the opportunity to access for all ancient knowledge. And I don't have any problem with any order, like Freemasonry in the Scotch writing, all degrees, or ancient and Egyptian rite, or even the Illuminati order. I don't have any trouble with talk with anyone about these mysteries and these great secrets. In the similar way, I don't have any trouble with Judaism, Christianism, or another religion or philosophies, because it's time to start to send shows for all the people, all the ancient knowledge, and the real ways to recovery. Their spiritualities and intellectual ways, and refound these great ways about the humanity knowledge.
So what I understand you're saying, Freda Corvus, is that if people are interested in getting involved, they have one or two options. They can they can get in touch with you, email you, and then you can direct them to their local freighter that they can get initiation through. But they can also initiate themselves, and that you would send them the instructions for self initiation. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And the most important reason for the second way, it's like I said, all human beings needs the real opportunity to access to this knowledge.
Is the Illuminati right now, or are they trying to get more initiates? Are they trying to get more people involved in their work to help to bring on the new civilization? Are they focusing on increasing their membership now?
Well, like Illuminati Order, we have very sure all the people have all natural rights. In this sense, the people can find or self ways. I mean, if you feel this spirituality or intellectuality needs to make something into the ways or footpaths into the Illuminati order, you're welcome. But the most important fact in this way into the Illuminati order, that if you found the real way into the ancient knowledge by this harmony with yourself or with the nature in another initiatical way, like a Gnostic, like a Freemasonry or another school, your work, your initiatical and spirituality work for all humanity, it's welcome into the Illuminati order too. The Illuminati order only it's a initiatical order. We have around so much urban legends about us, but the Illuminati order in essence is an initiatical order, and all kind of work, initiatical and cosmic and involved into the New World Order at level of spirituality or intellectuality, is welcome into the Illuminati Order. And we have a friend to all orders in this way.
Do you encourage your members to work towards creating a new political system or a new religious system on the planet? Do you encourage them to get involved with political life, public political life, or working with the religious systems in the world in order to bring in the new civilization? So, I mean, I'm wondering how active are your members in creating this new civilization now?
Well, definitely, yes. The Illuminati Order, like all orders, have an internal and very realistic philosophy. Our members are very active in some kind of jobs into the political or religious system. All the leaders into the Illuminati Order, start with me, encourage to all members to give up her voices and say to all the world what kind of things are wrong in the political or economical or religious systems. For example, we have two members a few days ago make some government initiative to felonies, great felonies like violation or homicide into the United States in Mexico. This social initiative it's for to prevent another structure for this kind of felonies. These people makes a hard work, a hard job into the justice system for all Mexican Federation. These members, we can find another member. For example, in Argentina, we have some members with a very hard job into the tolerance, religious tolerance, and in Venezuela we make a real social work about the real injustice in this country. we can find in Europe some members work about the religious and racism tolerance. We have this real work, and all members in all the world have all support about the Illuminati Order. If you, like a member for the Illuminati Order, make something in political, religious, or social systems, you can trust into the support to the Illuminati Order. The Illuminati Order makes and invite to all members to a real work. The other orders, like Freemasonry, makes a work, but this work or their work, it's in a benefit or a nursery or another small things. The Illuminati Order encourage all members to make to do something with a real impact into the society.
Okay, Freda Mike, Freda Corvus, rather. We have someone on the line on line three that has a question for you. Would you like to come on and ask your question? Mike on line three has a question.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, Mike.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Well,
Mike Washington D.C. is on line three. Do you have a? Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today? I guess, and I mean this with all respect and everything. And I know I'm sure you read on the screen and thought, man, this one's not going to be a fun one. But I guess what I'm asking is, I've been looking at this at all the mystery schools and things for about 22 years now. And I feel like I'm very well versed in it and could probably consider myself one of the adept. But your goals, you sound to me like just like a regular person. Like you're not a billionaire, you're not a controller of any world affairs or anything like that. I think we're all kind of in the same boat as the people. But the goals that you're after are exactly the same as the goals of those that would rather enslave us all. And I'm just afraid that we're going to usher ourselves into this new world system naively enslaving ourselves. And I wanted to hear your opinion on it, because I'm sure you know the backstory, as it were, the same things that I know. And sort of how do you justify that?
Well, it's very interesting. We found, in the first place, yes, the real opportunity to make it a difference is this in particular. The most of our members are normal persons. In the conspiration theories, all the people said the Illuminati Order members is billionaires or high politicals or high religious priests. But in a real way, doesn't any member in this place. But
The
Illuminati Order have two ways, two real ways. The first one is re-educate or replantate this intellectuality and spirituality conduction or knowledge for the people. And the other way, it's very difficult in find the center or harmony point with this new world order, because the principal trouble is the people feel nearly about the government. The people need the government and their systems. Lamentably, the people need some kind of people in a political or religious system, and these people said what to do. This is the most important trouble. The experiment into the Illuminism philosophy, the experiment into the communist or the capitalism or liberalism kinds or social ways pull down, because the people need this kind of governments, and the governments said every time what to do to the people. The most important thing into this new world order is this intellectuality freedom, but the people need have very responsible to these things and circumstances into the life. It's very complicated, because the new world order needs the real participation of all humanity. But I am agree into the fact the most great of humanity needs someone to say what is the way to follow. We try to do not these ways for injustice, social injustice, or not make something for a slave to the people in an intellectuality or spirituality way.
I certainly understand that. I guess I look at the United States as the first great Illuminati experiment. We've been the bastion of freedom for the world for a long, long time, until the elite folks that claim to be part of this knowledge and part of the secret societies and all these things, yet espouse completely different virtues and completely different philosophies, have taken away what made the Illuminati's experiment so, so wonderful. And I'm just afraid that on a world level, what happens when they come down and say, you no longer have the rights that were expressed in the United States Constitution?
This is a real problem. The ideas for the construction to the United States is very, very beautiful, but in the practice, we can find this human conduct problems. The real problem in all of these ideas or philosophy or goals, it's the human conduct. Years or centuries ago, you have a great idea like a fundator's father, in nearly centuries far away, you can show to the people all kind of things very, very far, from the original ideas. This is the real problem into the ideas or philosophy into the Illuminati order. But we are sure in this moment we need to replantate these economical and political systems, because the systems, the original systems, falling down. The real people and their needs, it's very, very complicated today. And the original circumstances.
I think that I'd kind of like to maybe paraphrase or summarize what you and the caller have been saying. And I think the idea is out there is that there is this conspiratorial group, mm-hmm. This elite group that are very wealthy, and you know, they've created this infrastructure where they own mm-hmm. you know, the whole planet, and so their control is trying to control the masses to feed into their infrastructure, their system they've created in order to keep them in their position of control. So I think the big question is we have this group of what the world sees as the Illuminati, and then we have the Initiatic Society of the Illuminati that wants to create a balance, wants to create equality where there's a sharing of the wealth, right? So how do you change it? How do you change the world situation the way it is now, so that all these billionaires that own the entire planet, how can you change it so that the wealth is evenly distributed? What needs to happen?
Yes. Well, I'm agree. The original ideas and into the conspirational theories. We are very dangerous, are very darkness, but in the real way doesn't nothing about that. Well, the real ways for the Illuminati order, for this new world order, it's two basically ways. The first, freedom and justice for all the people. And the second great goal in this way to the New World Order is education. The people need to re-educate their minds and spiritualities and into the history for the humanity. Today it's a very important point into the history for the humanity. We need to make something with ourselves. But the Illuminati Order have many tools. These tools begins into the education for the people, into the education at various levels, religions and intellectuality or spirituality, make another tool. It's make something like members into the different orders, social orders, respect or countries. But maybe the most important way about this, it's a real revolution. And I don't say the revolution, it's with guns. The revolution needs to do in intellectuality and spirituality way. The people need to say to the government, stop. The government is my representation. It's not a representation to the interest for this billionaire or for these powerful people into the power. The government, in all history for the humanity, it's a real representation for the people. And the people doesn't have this thing in her mind, because the real systems or these people quite or self thinking about the social equality. We like a people in all nations have the real control into the governments. We can say stop. We can say it doesn't matter your great financial trouble. I have trouble like a social individual. I need the government. I need to stop the government, and I need, like a people, the government replantate all structures and mechanisms at a social or economical or educational system. We like a people, have a real power, and this power made a real and important changes in all the human history. For example, the revolution into the United States, the revolution doesn't start into the elitist or England political class. The real revolution into the United States made a start into the people, a people very, very hungry with an England crown, hungry with England injustice, with a taxes, with a social justice, and the people say stop. I don't want more about this government. If the people into the United States said to the government, stop this restructuration, this economical funds to the banks or bankers or great enterprises, doesn't matter for the real people. The real people doesn't have a real job. The real people doesn't have a pay. The real people lost her houses, her jobs. The real people have a real troubles with the educations, with the schools, with their children. The people re-educated must be the real point to change in this world. The people.
I agree, Freda Corvus, and I think that I'd just like to interject that I think that what we need, or maybe what you're suggesting, is creating a society where there's more activism, where people are doing more to take a stand and letting their voice be known to the government or local governments as to what changes they want to make. But anyway, before we go on with that, we have a caller from Illinois. Brandon would like to talk to you. He's on line one. Are you there, Brandon?
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Brandon.
Okay,
how are you?
Just fine.
Thanks for coming on. So, would you have a question for Freda Corvus today?
Well, not really questions. I just wanted to call in with some kind of feedback and stuff. I noticed that the last caller he called in, and that he seemed like he kind of had the impression that the new world order that we represent could lead to the people kind of setting themselves up for some kind of like centralized authority. But I just wanted to say that's really not what we represent at all. If people would study, say, like the writings of Peter Kropotkin or Mikhail Bakunin, they'd get to see that what we really represent. Or like look at the Paris Commune, for example. You know, that's what Adam Weishaupt really wanted, but more like on an international level. It's like a massive revolution. You know, the people would take the means of life and production into their own hands and manage themselves. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be any centralized authority or anything like that whatsoever. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hi, Brandon. Yes, effectively. Well, The real responsibility to, like a member into the Illuminati Order, is very simple. We are the moral and intellectuality and spirituality conductors for the real philosophy and ideas for the real application in a religious and political and economical system. The people need order. Like a great symbol into the great degree into the Scotch Rite, order of chaos. We need to make this order in a ideas and philosophy level, because we, like Illuminati Order members, have the real tools to make the difference. If you, like a member into the Illuminati Order, study the difference between capitalists, communists, and another social structures, you have the real tools to make the difference and set the people, this is the real way to do something and replantate equality justice, and I say in a personal way, the war with guns is the last line to fight for our rights, natural rights, the freedom and justice, like human beings. In this place, the Illuminati thinking or the Illuminati philosophy, it makes a real difference about other orders, because the Illuminati Order concerns all religions, all human beings. But in essence, the Illuminati Order member is a very atheist person, because our philosophy is over full about religion or social systems. The real responsibility about the Illuminati Order members is the conduction, the moral conduction for this social movement.
So, do you have anything else to say, Brandon?
Yeah, I agree exactly what he's saying. You know, that it has to do with moral conviction, because if you look at, like, say, for example, the 13th degree of the Illuminati, the Man King, that's basically demonstrating that we all have the potential to manage ourselves, we govern ourselves, be our own kings, and I think it's a collective idea of that, basically. Because in the way mm-hmm. you look how we challenge the monarchy and the church and everything, it's basically the same thing today that we represent, but it just seems that so many people have forgotten that because of the various, like, traitor orders that were remnants in the West, like Grand Lodge of Rockefeller, Skull and Bones, and others. So I just think people need to reconnect with what it was really about. But yeah, that's, I mean, I think he's pretty much said it, but I just thought I'd call in and comment more, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kings of this cosmos or universe, we don't never betray the most important concept into the Illuminati Order. Freedom over all. The freedom is the most important and the most real essence into the Illuminati Order. Freedom about conscience, freedom about social equality, freedom with love and love with conscience. This is the real and the most important philosophy into the high degrees into the Illuminati Order. But we need the order and the real apportation about each degree into the Illuminati Order for understand all the real movements into the social, religious, and personal in all humanity.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for coming on, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Take care. Well, look, I think that Well, I think we've given people a different perspective on the Illuminati, or certainly different from what you're going to find in the mainstream media these days. And what it's really about is to give people the innate human freedoms that they deserve and that the founding fathers wanted to give them as well. But somehow we've kind of gotten lost track with, well, the social and political systems in the world where the power has landed up in the hands of a very few. And the true goal of the Illuminati is a redistribution of the power and a redistribution of that wealth, and the redistribution of any kind of control or power that's out there. And so, you know, let's start looking at it a different way, that this is the true Illuminati. It's not something, it's not this entity that the media would like you to believe that it is. Those that are referring to as the Illuminati, I think there's a good chance that if you were to call them up today, half of them wouldn't even know what the Illuminati was. You know, the true Illuminati is what we're talking about now. It was always a system of initiation, a system of evolution and expansion, and uniting with your brothers around the world, the brothers and sisters, and creating a one world civilization. It wasn't to put the power and control and the money in the hands of a select few. Right.
Well,
and so my question for you, Freda Corvus, is, you know, what would you recommend people do now? Everybody out there, what can people do now to help bring in this new consciousness, this new civilization that's based on more equality and freedom of belief and worship and a true distribution of the wealth and power. What can people do on a daily basis to help bring this in now?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, in this fact, we have two great ways. The Illuminati orders, like a member, have a responsibility, like I said to Brandon, have the real responsibility for a conduction and a moral responsibility for a real application for these ideas or philosophy. These members in all countries understand very fine the life ways in each country. It doesn't similar the life ways into the United States Colombia or Venezuela, for say something. The people or the Illuminati Order members had the responsibility in their places and their countries to make something into the each life way in each country. And for the people in general, I have a great idea about the... I have a dream like Martin Luther King for a real job, a real work. The people need to reorganize and replantate the real systems, the affairs political way. For example, it's a very exigence, a real exigence to congressmen or to the people into the city hall and say, stop, and my real needs are this. The people know in their places what is the real needs in their places, in their counties, in their countries even. The people give up her fingers and said, I'm here, I'm a real person, and I have a real voice like a citizen, and I need my voice have a real echo into the system government. The people have this power. In a religious and intellectual way, I can say the people have the real power to their self-conduction. The people need to take the lines for their self-conduction. The people need to read more. The people need questions, make more questions about her spirituality, their thinkings about the universe, for own visions about God, and this is the beginning. This real movement into the each individual person. The people need to make their voices are really hearing in all points to the heart. The people maybe be trust in some kind of people to government, but these people into the government or into the high degree priest needs to do the people sex. The people have the real power, and in this fact, the people needs re-educate and re-implantate these ways.
Well, okay, so I think to sum up what you said is basically if people are feeling limited by their freedoms, by laws imposed upon them, that it's up to them to take a stand, to make their voice known either individually or join together with others who have a similar complaint and collectively make their voice known to their representative, to their senator, to their representatives in Congress, or to their state government. And this is something that we can all do. And so if we want to really reclaim our freedoms, that's the place to start. We can't think of in terms of all of a sudden there's going to be one new system throughout the planet. Maybe that will happen. Maybe that's will happen around 2012. But in the meantime, this is something that we can all do. If we feel limited, if we have a complaint with our government, we don't feel like we're getting our freedom, we're not getting what we deserve, or we feel like we should be getting, it's time to make our voices known. And I know we did that back in the 60s, a lot of us, but since then, it's been pretty quiet. And the Illuminati has made its voice known. They're famous for that. They made their voice very loud and clear during the French Revolution and American Revolution and other revolutions around the planet to let the powers that be known know their dissatisfaction with the way they're being governed. And that seems to be the spirit of the Illuminati, is to take a stand, to make their voice known, to do something to reclaim those freedoms that they feel like along the way they've lost. And so thank you for commenting on that and speaking about of the Illuminati and how we can all become arms of the Illuminati in our own lives by making our voices heard in the world. So thank you for that, Freda Corvus, and we appreciate again you coming on and giving us more information about the Illuminati, or the true Illuminati, and what they're really about, and how we can get involved. And it sounds as though if someone wants to get involved, they can go to the website that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and then they can contact you through the website, and then you can assist them from there. Is that right?
Yes, it's all right. If any people have a doubt or maybe make involved into the work, into the Luminary Order, are welcome. Only need to send an email to the Illuminati Order Center by our website. And finally, the people have the real control and the real representation. A great nation like United States, for example, it's informed by individual ideas and individual things. The people need to give up or their fingers and say I'm here. The Illuminati Order always support all kind of event or thinking or philosophy if this philosophy makes something about the freedom or the love or the new social system for equality, economic or political in all the world. The Illuminati Order always support these ways to think, and the Illuminati Order had a open arms to all the people.
Well, thank you very much. And once again, the website of the Illuminati that you can contact Freighter Mike Freighter Corvus through is www.ordeniluminati. You just run it together as one word, ordeniluminati.net. www.ordeniluminati.net. So thank you very much, Freighter Corvus, for coming on. And in the future, certainly we'd like to have you come on and speak. You're a wealth of knowledge, and we can, you know, there's all these other organizations and orders that you can speak about as well. It's good to keep checking in with you to see what progress has been made to bring on the new civilization.
Yes, thank you very much to all in the station, and thank you very much to all the people, and the Illuminati Order still with this work. The Illuminati Order still with open arms with this freedom philosophies. The Illuminati Order and all orders plantate to do something about this new world order, and we still trying to do something. Thank you very much for all, and I'm still here.
Okay, thank you very much, Freighter Corvus, and I'm going to, or the Guardians of the Holy Grail show is going to be off the air for a couple Thursdays now for the. But we'll be back on the third Thursday of July, which is the 22nd, and have another very interesting guest on at that time that I'm sure you won't want to miss. So until then, have a wonderful July, and always remember, of course, that the Holy Grail that you've been looking for lifetimes outside of yourself is right inside your own heart. So go there and find it. Thanks for being with us. Bye for now.